This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A commission composed of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet Saturday, saying they want to begin the process of naming a new president. Organizers say the group plans to meet with 10 Haitian senators whose terms have not expired. Haiti's parliament is currently out of session because the terms of most of its members ended before elections could be held to re-elect or replace them. Haiti is facing a power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Several politicians have claimed the right to lead the country, including acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph and Prime Minister-designate Ariel Henry. Joseph assumed power after the death of Moïse. However, as an acting prime minister, he was only in the position temporarily and was set to be replaced by Henry the week of the assassination. That transition did not take place because of Moïse's death. In addition, Haiti's Senate has nominated Senate President Joseph Lambert to be interim president. A U.S. delegation that traveled to Haiti earlier this week met with all three politicians claiming the right to lead Haiti. Haiti's parliament has been out of session since January 2020, when the terms of most of the legislature expired. Elections have not been held due to mass protests, the coronavirus pandemic, and uncontrolled gang violence. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has been sworn in for a fourth seven-year term in the war-torn country. The May elections were described by the West and his opposition as illegitimate and a sham. In power since 2000, Assad's re-election was never in doubt. The swearing-in ceremony was Saturday. It was held at the presidential palace and attended by clergymen, members of parliament, and army officers. VOA News. The death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe has risen above 150 as rescue workers toil to clear up the devastation revealed by receding water and prevent further damage. Police on Saturday said more than 90 people are now known to have died in Western Germany's Ahrweiler county, one of the worst hit areas. More casualties are feared. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington, the White House said Friday. The meeting set for July 26th comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and in Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the United States' presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden, quote, also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues to include joint efforts to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. The U.S. is experiencing a rise in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Experts say the increase is largely due to infections of the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus among unvaccinated people. 4 states with low vaccination rates were responsible for 40% of last week's new cases, but officials say cases have risen in all 50 states. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said on Friday that last week the U.S. had a daily average of 26,000 new cases. Both Walensky and U.S. President Joe Biden have called the latest trend a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Pope Francis cracked down Friday on the spread of the old Latin Mass. This reverses one of Pope Benedict's signature decisions in a major challenge to traditionalist Catholics. Francis reimposed restrictions on celebrating the Latin Mass, which Benedict had relaxed in 2007. He went further to limit its use. The pontiff said he was acting because Benedict's reform had become a source of division in the church. And the International Olympic Committee on Saturday has backed New Zealand's selection of a transgender weightlifter named Laurel Hubbard for the Tokyo Olympics. Hubbard is set to become the first transgender athletes to compete at the Games. She was selected for the New Zealand team in the women's super heavyweight category. The 43-year-old's inclusion had been divisive. Her supporters welcomed the decision, but critics questioned the fairness of transgender athletes competing against cisgender women. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.